Going on in this beautiful chat room. I got two chat rooms going on, actually. Got one over Discord in the Suspect Sky group, and we're simulcasting over there. And hello to all those folks, and hello to the good old folks over at Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio. We've been here a while. Haven't been here for a while, but we've been here a while, if that makes any sense to anyone. Hey, let me see. There's a whole ton of folks in here. Anybody chiming in over Discord? No, not yet. We're in the music enjoyment chat, if you happen to be listening over there. Yeah, Back to the Future, Grimnir. That's exactly right. The whole idea here, we're doing a top 10 countdown like the good old days that you don't hear anymore because of the corporatization of the nasty media and the fact that, you know, it's nothing but trash on the radio now. Hey, there's Wild Island Cat over at Discord. Hi there. And we've got all kinds of folks over here, free and slaves, saying howdy at the RLM chat. And Grimnir, Back to the Future, and Single Awareness Day. Right, Moose Girl? Absolutely. Yeah. I can see where you're coming from with that. Anyway, the whole idea of this show here is to count down, obviously, the top 10 shows, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. We'll start way in the past, starting this week in 1946. Yeah, 1946. A link to the Discord channel. Actually, here's the catch with the Discord channel. We have Patreon members over at Suspect Sky, and they're granted access to the Discord. So unless you're a Patreon member, we can't unfortunately give out the Discord, but you know, we might be able to push that out there. But first of all, let me get back to find my music. You know, this single screen is like terrible. But let's talk about something very important here. No, anybody hear that? Okay, let's talk about the fact that February is Finance Month at Real Liberty Media. So all you good folks out there listening and enjoying all the different programming on Real Liberty Media, please feel free to drop a dime in the hat. And just like Pink Floyd here says, money, yeah. All the good stuff is coming out on RLM. They've been around for at least 8 years, right, Grimnir? So that's saying something. And I have to tell you, the chat room there has also been around for that long, and pretty much the same group of people. 13 years. I was just corrected by Grimnir. Grimnir is the chief cook and bottle washer over at Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio. They've been around 13 years. Come on, get with it. Wow. And only by the good graces of those folks who donate money to the cause. Right? So, think about it. If you haven't listened to Hal Anthony and all the other great content over here at RLM, then you are missing something. And if you have been listening to us, you've been gaining something. So, you know, throw a little money out there. It could be in the form of good old fiat currency, or it could be in the form of Doge coins and probably some other things that I'm not aware of. I'm sure Grimnir will make me aware of them as you go on. But anyway, we're going to move forward now with the show. Okay, you know what else I didn't do? Wow, Gigi's Boo. This is going to be tough single-handed. I got to pull up all the background information. 1946 is what we're talking about. The number 10 song from 1946 was by someone that we're probably all familiar with, has been reputed to be associated with certain mob elements, I guess you could say. But this first song, the number 10 song of 1946, was by Frank Sinatra, or performed by Frank Sinatra. And it was first published in 1945 by the Abilene Music Incorporated and Ann Rachel Music Corporation. This upcoming song helped make Benjamin and Weiss the top songwriters of 1946. Largely on the strength of the composition, other Carl compositions received attention as well. So this song spent 35% of the year at the top of the Billboard charts. It spent 19 weeks on Your Hit Parade, 8 of them in the top position. As sheet music, the song was the fourth most popular of 1946. So what song is that? And while I vamp, as I try to get all my stuff pulled back up in front of me, there we go. Let's see what we got here.
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball, with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on the train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars. 'Cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes I do, to me.
Number 10 song of 1946, Frank Sinatra, Oh What It Seemed to Be. And I hope everyone's enjoying this inaugural edition, I guess you'd say, of the Top 10 Countdown on RLM Radio and Discord at Suspect Sky Music Enjoyment Chat. I noticed a statement over there at the chat that perhaps we could make that particular room public. I don't know. That's outside of my capabilities. So we have a moderator that handles all that stuff. And so we'll see how that goes. Okay. What about 1946? Now, what's the purpose of, let's back up. What's the purpose of all this top 10 old stuff? You have to think about it. 1946 was the year after the end of World War II. And this place was a very, this was a very different place then. There was a lot of optimism, a lot of industry. You had single family earners could afford to own homes and cars and have three kids and a dog and a cat. And so one might say that those were days of plenty. And rather than bemoaning all the stuff that's going on today, there's enough of that going on. We need to look back at some of the good stuff and maybe try to capture some of the good feelings that were around during that period. So what else was going on in 1946? There's always something going on. Let's take a look at the top news stories. Ooh, what were the top news stories then? In world events, 1946 marked the first meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, which opened in London on January 10th. Now, those of us today might say, well, you know, that probably wasn't such a good idea. And then, as a result, in April, the original League of Nations was dissolved. Italy actually abolished their monarchy, so you didn't have any kings and queens of Italy anymore in 1946. And the Philippines became independent from the United States in 1946. And for you history buffs, that whole history of the Philippines and how we got involved and is an interesting read. 12 Nazi leaders, including one tried in absentia, are sentenced to hang, 7 imprisoned and 3 acquitted in the Nuremberg trials. Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech warns of Soviet expansion, which kicked off the Cold War concept. And Juan Perón became the president of Argentina. A whole lots of other events occurred in 1946, but before we talk about all that, let's look at the number 9 song. What was the number 9 song in 1946? Now, this might be a voice that some of you are familiar with. For us older people, us OG types, we all probably recognize the name Dinah Shore. But Dinah Shore had the number 9 song, and it's called The Gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe the gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I wanna believe the gypsy that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
grabbed my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
Yes, the gypsy. Dinah Shore. Some folks in RLM chat weren't aware that she was a singer. But she did, in fact, have a Dinah Shore show. I believe Moose Girl was correct that it was in the 70s. Maybe in the 60s. I'd have to look that up because I don't recall exactly if that's the case. The particular song, The Gypsy, was originally introduced in the United Kingdom by Reed's Orchestra and vocalist Dorothy Squires. In the United States, the song was recorded by Bill Kenny and the Ink Spots, Dinah Shore, and Sammy Kaye. They all did this. The recording by Dinah Shore was released by Columbia Records as catalog number blah, blah, blah. It first reached the Billboard charts on my birthday in 1946, although I wasn't quite around yet, and lasted 15 weeks on the chart, peaking at number 2. It was actually a double-sided hit. Back in the days, you people may or may not remember when music was pressed onto vinyl discs. On the flip side, it was laughing on the outside and crying on the inside, which also reached number 3 in that same year. Okay, trivia information from 1946. This one Grimner will probably know already, since he's pretty good. And one thing I want to talk about also over here at the RLM chat is every Sunday, Grimner has a blues show. Starts midday my time, Eastern time. And that travels on to 3 o'clock when Hal Anthony hits the stage with Behind the Woodshed. But the blues show, along with that, they have an automated trivia game that plays in the chat. And you can come over and spend your time and increase your knowledge. And I know Grim Nairn knows about all of it. I think he's memorized the whole thing. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, one thing that he'll probably know already, that ENIAC, ENIAC, I guess it is, became the world's first computer as we know them today, and that was in 1946. The movies to watch during 1946 included Duel in the Sun, It's a Wonderful Life, and Angel on My Shoulder. How many of you have seen those movies? I'm sure everyone's seen It's a Wonderful Life. That's one of the iconic Christmas movies. Also, Notorious, The Best Years of Our Lives, and Night in Casablanca. Those are all movies on 1946. And guess who the most famous person was in 1946? I guess according to media sources, the most famous person was probably Bing Crosby. And that brings up something I wanted to mention about this music that we're listening to. Now, this music here is not electronic. It's not been adjusted. It's pure, clear singing and talent. Something I don't think there's a lot of today. That's just one of my speculations. The life expectancy in 1947 was 64 years for men and 69 years for females. And if you wanted to go to a team dance or mixer in 1946, it would cost you a whopping 25 cents. Did you know that A Wonderful Life was considered a box office failure upon release in 1946? A clerical error placed the film in the public domain in 1974, causing many local TV networks to play the film for free, which contributed to its being popular as a Christmas classic. Funny how things go around. Let's see. What's the most famous quote from 1946? The unleashed power of the atom has changed everything save our modes of thinking, and we thus drift toward unparalleled catastrophe. And guess who said that? Albert Einstein. Good old Albert. As usual, he was pretty much on target. Well, let's take a look now. Number 8. How many people have ever heard of Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers? I have to admit that I had not until I started doing research on this show. But the number 8 song is Personality.
When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of? A toast to Paris. She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno?
You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Say that about the Gigi's Boo, the perfect personality. Yeah, Personality, popular song by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. Did you know that it was written for the 1946 film Road to Utopia? Now, who would know who was in that? There were 3 very famous actors in those Road movies. That's a hint. You got Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Dorothy L'Amour. And Dorothy L'Amour actually performed that song in the movie. Very interesting, huh? I guess it is to many people. Got a special request from over at Discord. Wild Island Cat request, and I think all of us should probably join in on this, but a shout out to her dad. Jan, I guess, is how it's pronounced. Please correct me if I got that wrong. He's having a bad night, and though he won't hear this, it will still reach him. In 1946, he would have been 23 years old. Thanks so much, Wild Island Cat, for that special memory. Okay, what are we doing on time here? Well, we got to push it a little bit. We've got to speed up things, I think. And we are number 7. We're going to go ahead with that one. And let's, without any further ado, let's get that one started.
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man. We think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band.
South America, babaloo, babaloo, IEA, babaloo. One favor you can do, IEA, you can do. You beautiful lands below don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm kind of shaken to that Pan-American plan.
Take back your samba, ay, your rumba, ay, your conga.
Ay, ay, ay.
I can't keep moving, ay, my chassis, ay, any longer.
Ay, ay, ay.
Now maybe Latins, ay, in their middles, ay, are built stronger. Ay, ay, ay. But all is taken to the quaking, and this bacon with the shaking leaves me aching.
Ole! First shake around a saddle. There, then you shake around a saddle. Here, then you shake around a saddle. There.
That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac.
Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Why can't you send us, aye, a less strenuous, aye, its number, aye, aye, aye.
I got more bumps now, aye, than on an aye cucumber, aye, aye, aye.
While all those Latin drums are popping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping. Olé, South America, take it away.
First you shake around and settle there.
Where?
And then you shake around and settle here.
Oh, there.
And then you shake around and settle there.
Oh, I think.
That's enough, take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac. Oh, my aching back,
take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Bring back the old days, aye, of dancing, aye, remember, aye, aye, aye.
My hips are cracking, I am shrieking, I caramba, I
I got a wriggle and a diddle and a jiggle like a fiddle in my middle. Olé!
This fancy swishing in position wears out all of my transmission ammunition. Olé!
Though I like neighborly relations, all these crazy new gyrations try my patience. Olé!
South America, take it away.
That was Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with South America, Take It Away. Nice song, nice song. Some comments in the RLM chat here about we had some strange music for adults back then. I suspect people will look back and, oh, let's see now. How long is this? 70 years, 80 years, whatever it is. And probably say the same things about us. Well, it's hard to say what we'll be saying then, right? Okay, and there's one more thing. It's at the half, we're halfway through, and I want to also again remind everyone that this is donation time for Real Liberty Media. Hello, operator. If you have a little extra coinage or a few extra Doge coins or whatever might be handy, give it a toss over here to Real Liberty Media. It's been around for 13 years, and who knows? This actually might set a record for media platforms on the internet these days, and so many of them seem to be disappearing, and I'm not going to get into why that is right now, because we're going to try to keep this upbeat. We'll keep it upbeat. All right, number 6 coming up. Oh, What It Seemed to Be. Frankie Carl, take it away.
Thank you.
costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was a promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you brought all the world to me. That's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be.
Both of those songs were performed by the same people. Yeah, number 6 and number 5 in 1946 were performed by Frankie Carl with Marjorie Hughes singing. That's pretty unusual, I think, don't you? Have two back-to-back top 10 songs. Wow. I guess today they might be rich. Or maybe not. Depends on who takes their money away from them, but we're not going to talk about that. I just want to comment a couple of things I noticed during the chatting. There are some folks over at Discord making prime rib and dancing to the songs. What a neat thing to do on Valentine's Day. And also, Free and Slave, thank you so much. I'm happy that you're enjoying the music. It's not something that's done anymore. Somehow it just went by the wayside. I remember growing up, we used to hear these types of top 10 shows all the time, but not anymore. Not anymore. Okay, who's ready for number four? Number four, Frank Sinatra again. And I did want to note that this doesn't sound like the Frank Sinatra that many of us are used to hearing. I guess the 1946 Frank Sinatra was a little smoother. At least he feels that way to me. 5 minutes more, Frank Sinatra.
Dear, this evening seemed to go so awfully fast. We had so much fun, and now you're home at last. I looked forward to a kiss or two at the garden gate, but you gave me just one peck and insisted it was late. Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday date. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Okay, yeah, 5 minutes more, 1946 American pop song written by Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein. Sometimes referred to as Give Me 5 Minutes More, is featured in the movie The Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, sung by Phil Brito, and was number one hit record in 1946 for Frank Sinatra. Okay, we caught up on the time a little bit, so let's take a look. Who knows? Okay, this goes back to the trivia time. Who knows who won the 1946 World Series? Dun 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 dun. Okay, St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series in 1946 by beating the Boston Red Sox, who actually had a somewhat better season than did St. Louis. Yeah, Boston rolled right under the bus, under the St. Louis Cardinal bus. So there you are. Trivia, oh no. Who was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1946? Ooh, there's another good one. someone I've never heard of. I don't know if anyone else has looked up either. James F. Byrnes, B-Y-R-N-E-S. I'm not sure anybody wants to look that up and see what he was famous for. But he was the man of the year in Time magazine. Of course, you have to remember that Hitler was also a man of the year for Time magazine at some point. Yeah. And who were the biggest pop artists of 1946? Included the Andrews Sisters, Les Brown and his orchestra, Frankie Kahn, who we've heard from already here, the Ink Spots, who you're about to hear from, Sammy Kaye. Who remembers Sammy Kaye? Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. That's for Wild Island Cat over there at Discord. So yeah, those were some of your top-end people at the time. So what's coming up next on the hit list here? We can actually say hit list with some authority tonight, can't we? The Gypsy, the Ink Spots. Here we go.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
Absolutely amazing. The Ink Spots, the Gypsy. Okay, number two is coming up in a moment, but before that, yeah, we really caught up on the time, so we can spend a little more time looking around at maybe some of the doggone news stories from 1946. The worst work stoppage since 1919, with coal, electrical, and steel industries hit the hardest. That's interesting, coming at the heels of World War II, to have that kind of work stoppage. That might be something worth looking into, huh? The first automatic electronic digital computer that we mentioned earlier. I want to remind that, but that was dedicated at the University of Pennsylvania. Hoo-ha. Okay, let's take a look at the Consumer Price Index, 19.5. Dollars. So I'm not sure how that means. Unemployment was 3.9%, and the cost of a first-class stamp was 3 cents. Okay, Wild Animal and Cat, 1946, who won the Stanley Cup? Montreal defeated Boston for the Stanley Cup in 1946, and in the Kentucky Derby, Assault won. Assault came across the finish line first at the 1946 Kentucky Derby. Okay, let's move now to number two, To Each His Own. Probably most people will have heard this. The number two song of 1946.
A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two? No good alone, to each his own, for me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me, dear. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only you. The sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, I found my own, one and only
you. Yeah, Jay Livingston, Ray Evans, To Each His Own. Victor Young turned it down as a film composer. Decisions, decisions. There we are. Okay, before we get to the number one song for 1946, I have a dedication for Moose Girl in Wisconsin, where it's like 20 below, and Grim Near in New Mexico, with all kinds of snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow. Doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we find
the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow. Ended number 13 in 1946, but did have some time at number one. And I thought that was an appropriate filler to offer to the folks living in the winter wonderlands out there. There seem to be several. Okay, before we go, let's see, we've got 3 minutes left. And that's about right. The number one song of 1946. What a perfect Valentine's song.
Alone from night to night you'll find me. To break the chains that bind me, I need no shackles to remind me I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now, from one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another.
Well, thanks for listening to the premiere broadcast of the Top Ten Countdown, Gary Allen Gigi's Booth. We ran a little bit over, but I guess not so bad for the first time out. Anyway, I want to thank everybody over at RLM Radio and everyone over at Discord for having tuned in. This show was recorded, so after I clean it up a little bit, I'll shoot it on over so it can be added to the playlist at RLM Radio, fully accessible to the folks from Discord. And who knows, maybe we'll be able to make the Discord Music Appreciation chat room a public room. That means everyone can go back and forth and get to know one another, because they're really cool people in both places. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.